All right. Brian Yerges, I'm representing Maricopa Stanfield Irrigation and Drainage District. As a special purpose governmental unit, the district identifies federal funding opportunities from time to time to look at funds to supplement infrastructure needs. And so the PL 566 funding is one that the district had identified as a potential funding mechanism for district infrastructure. Today, kind of the main purpose is to get an overview of the PL 566 process and the type of projects that funding could potentially pay for, as well as seek any comments in kind of the part two of the meeting about either the PL 566 program or the type of projects that the district is looking at. A little bit about the district is that it used to be about 86,000 acres of service territory, and about 20 or a little bit more than 20,000 acres have now urbanized. That's basically the city of Maricopa. So our service territory originally abutted the Gila River Indian community, and then our service territory goes all the way south of the interstate and actually kind of abuts the Tohono O'odham Indian community. And over the years, as the city has urbanized, MSIDD has shrunk. On the map, on the east side, you will see the East Main Canal. And on the left side, you'll also see a canal, which is in purple as well. That is the Santa Rosa Canal. And so those are the two main canals that water is historically delivered from for tap water or Colorado River water, and groundwater as well went into those canals. And so what's kind of happened in recent years is that the district lost its CAP water supply. We also, and I should maybe go back, we also have an aging infrastructure system where the canal system is now more than 30 years old. And so there's needs to modernize our canal system and lateral system. Many of the gates are outdated. And then we operate 200 plus wells in the district that provides groundwater to our farmers. And some of those wells are decades old and are aging as well. And so just overall, our infrastructure is getting older at a time when we lost our CAP water, and it's becoming more difficult to farm in Pinal County. One other thing, maybe of note, is that a couple of years ago, the district entered into a settlement agreement with the Auction Indian community. We used to have 20 plus wells linked to the Santa Rosa Canal. And then that water would go in the canal and could be delivered basically throughout our district as part of a water lawsuit and settlement. The district agreed over time to decouple wells from the Santa Rosa and no longer use the Santa Rosa Canal for groundwater deliveries for the district. And so as we look to continue our obligations to serve our irrigation customers, we're looking for alternatives to help support their work. And then obviously we'd like to work with our growers and community on other things we can do to help our farmers and continue to provide service. That's a brief introduction, and I think I can turn it over.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm Nick Lane. I'm with the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, based out of Tucson. I'm the manager of our Emergency Watershed Protection Program and also serve as a watershed planner, for efforts such as this under the Watershed Protection and Flood Prevention Program, otherwise often referred to as PL 566. So this program is administered and funded by NRCS. It was authorized in legislation in 1954. So it's been around quite a long time. It's sometimes also referred to as the Small Watershed Program. So it's assisted with a lot of flood control efforts across the country, smaller reservoirs and levees, that kind of thing. So yes, through this program, we help with planning, design, and construction funding and technical assistance. And it's opened up over the years. It started out as just strictly for flood control, but we have some other purposes that have been added into it to broaden the scope of the program over time. So, next slide. Do I click it? I got it.
Okay.
I'm good. These projects have to have a project sponsor, which is usually either state government or a subdivision of state government. So often counties, county flood control districts, towns, cities, tribes. And there are some other ones. So must fit one of the authorized purposes of the program, and then it has to have benefits to agricultural or rural areas. And rural is defined as 50,000 population or less. Okay, so it has to follow the National Environmental Policy Act, and also the principles, requirements, guidelines, PRNG for water planning projects. Then, our standard NRCS 9-step planning program, which we utilize with all of our programs, including the Farm Bill work that we do with individual farmers and ranchers. NEPA, of course, is federal government wide, and it's a law that requires all branches of government to consider environmental effects prior to undertaking any effort, any major federal action or action funded by the federal government that could significantly affect the environment. So, let's see. So that's all I have, and I'll turn it over to Rice.
Hello, my huge audience. Thanks. Don't worry, I'm the one that's closing it out. So my name's Raya Bushnell, and I work for an organization called Farmers Conservation Alliance. We're a nonprofit, and we've been contracted to support MSIDD and NRCS as the district is moving through this watershed planning process. And I totally recognize that this presentation is a lot of alphabet soup with any federal funding or federal projects. There's so many different terms of NEPA, PL 566 that I can understand that can be a lot to process sometimes. And so, we're a small group, so at any point if I mention something that you're like, oh, that doesn't quite make sense, like please just, whatever, raise your hand and I'm happy to address that. But fundamentally, PL 566, the program that Mick was describing and Brian, is a federal pot of funding that, in order for the district to access that federal funding, they have to go through this watershed planning process. And so, what that actually looks like is what I'm showing here on the screen. So, the planning process started, I think, Brian, probably I would say like a year or two ago when the district approached NRCS because of the challenges that they were facing to say, hey, we're interested in pursuing federal funding through this PL 566 program. And NRCS, similar to sort of a grant agreement, in order to access funds, you have to go through a process. And the watershed planning process just happens to have a few more different layers than a typical grant process. I think Mick mentioned it. You have to do NEPA, which is the National Environmental Policy Act, you have to do the principles, requirements, and guidelines, and then you have to do the NRCS. So three different processes that the district is going through before they can become eligible for the PL 566 funds. And where we're actually at right now is really early in the planning process and at a really important part, which is this scoping period, which is an opportunity to get feedback from the public, agencies, tribes, and stakeholders of what we should be considering during this planning process. And we'll go into a little bit more detail of feedback that we're looking for. And so we're going to go through the scoping period. We'll take that feedback. We'll take all the requirements of what you're required to look at. And what gets developed is something called a draft watershed plan environmental assessment. So this document is drafted. It covers the different requirements. It covers this process in more detail. And then we will hopefully be, well, depends on how much you liked this meeting. We would be meeting again, maybe in this very same room, after we've published that document to be made available to the public. So at that point, a lot of the analysis has been done, and it's an opportunity to get feedback again on how things were looked at. You know, do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have other feedback of how we should be looking at things? So that draft document would be made available again to the public for feedback. And then at that point, comments again are taken. And at that point, a final watershed plan environmental assessment would be drafted. And at that point, NRCS would decide whether they would issue something called a finding of no significant impact. And what that is the federal government is required to look at how their projects are affecting different resources. And if NRCS determined that a FONSI, finding of no significant impact, also a great TV character, if a FONSI is warranted, it's at that point that the plan would be submitted for authorization, and then the district would be eligible for PL 566 funding. And so I think what I want to just emphasize is, again, we're really early on in the process, and so this isn't that tomorrow the district is going out to immediately develop some of the projects we're talking about today. It's the idea, hopefully a draft will be coming out to the public here within the next year. So the emails that you provided today will be a way that we can communicate, you know, when that draft is coming out as well. So that is what the process that we're talking about looks like today. And I talked about us developing this watershed plan environmental assessment, which again is just a huge mouthful. So we're just going to call it a Plan EA. But fundamentally, what this document is it's a document that looks a little different depending on each place that you are. It's very site situational and project situational, but there are a certain number or certain items that we're required to cover. There's a lot of guidance of what needs to be included in these documents. And these are some of the fundamental items that we will be including and looking at in the plan. So first, in every single plan EA that's out there, you'll always find a purpose and need, or why the district and NRCS are pursuing, you know, the action and what the need for it is. Next, what those actions are, detail of what the construction looks like, costs, what those projects look like. Next, affected resources, in terms of what different resources are out there, both social, environmental resources, and the baseline of those resources. So what do those resources currently look like? What does the vegetation look like? But also, how is the project going to affect those resources? And both in terms of a direct effect. So if you're constructing a project, how are you going to affect the vegetation in the area? As well as the indirect effect. So you've constructed a project over the lifetime of the project. How is that project going to affect the resources? And that's considered or called environmental consequences. And finally, the PL 566 process has all these extra bells and whistles above and beyond your normal NEPA process. So it includes an economic analysis looking at both the costs of the project and the benefits of the project as well. And then finally, after all of these different analyses, a preferred alternative is developed, which is basically proposing that suite of projects that would be funded via federal dollars. So this is what a typical draft plan, when that draft comes out, is going to include. And In terms of this project, MSIDD and NRCS's project specifically, we're again early in the process, but we have begun developing some of these parts of the plan as well as gathering information for part of the plan. So the identified project purpose and need for this project is to increase irrigation water supply for farms located in MSIDD's service area. And that is needed in order to reduce irrigation water shortages and crop damages. So the purpose and need has been identified. And we're now really early in the process of beginning to formulate alternatives or proposed actions. And anytime you're going through the NEPA process, there's always one alternative that you have to carry through no matter what, which is the no action or the future without federal investment. And that is basically saying, what would happen if there was no federal investment? And in this case, for this project, what that no action looks like is construction activities wouldn't occur, and the district would continue to maintain and operate their infrastructure in its current condition. And where we're at in terms of beginning to develop a future with federal investment, or thinking about what potential projects could look like under PL 566, are a few different projects that we're beginning to look at and formulate. And those include installing groundwater wells, installing pipelines, upgrading head gates, upgrading canal capacity, and other efficiency upgrades, irrigation efficiency upgrades. So these are just some of the initial proposed actions that we're in the process of formulating right now. And then, similar to what I covered on the other slide, we're beginning to think about what resources need to be analyzed in this project. So on here is a short list, not comprehensive at this point, of different resources that would be looked at. So again, when we're talking about looking at these resources, both thinking about the current condition, you know, what is currently there, and then what and how those resources would be affected if the project. So that's just a really brief list of those different resources. And today's meeting is to give you just a brief introduction to some of that information. Again, we're really in the beginning process of this planning adventure. And so what we're hoping today and during this scoping period is to get feedback on what we should be considering as we're thinking about this, what we're thinking about in terms of projects, different resources that should be analyzed. And your input's really helpful because it helps NRCS make informed decisions. And feedback that we receive today and during the scoping period does get incorporated in the draft plan EA. Your specific, like word for word, a comment wouldn't be included, but general ideas, you know, would be included and would be analyzed as part of the draft plan EA. And if you haven't had a lovely opportunity to go through a NEPA or scoping process like this before and are wondering what sort of comments to make, all comments are welcome. What I have here are just a few listed suggestions of the types of comments that we've found particularly helpful during these processes. So first, comments that are specific to Maricopa Stanfield Irrigation Drainage District's project. We know that in basins and counties, there's a lot of different projects happening. And so making sure that comments are very specific to this particular funding, this particular different district suite of projects are really helpful in making sure we're identifying issues and resources and projects for this project. Next, different resources that should be considered. So again, like that list of resources, what we should be looking at and analyzing, as well as the range of alternatives or potential projects that should be considered, as well as any NEPA and NRCS requirements. And if you're not ready to give a comment today, it won't be too late. There's plenty of time to still submit comments if you have folks that aren't at the meeting today. There is a whole different variety of ways in which to submit comments. On the sheet we handed out, there is a list of the different ways that comments can be submitted. whether it is online, email, phone, or mail. Also, that sheet that you have, you can write out your comment and we can collect it later today. But again, I just want to emphasize that really appreciate folks participating in this process in order to help the district and NRCS in informing decision making and what is included in this analysis. And so we recognize that you all probably have a lot of other things going on today, and we just want to thank you for coming out and participating in this process again. And normally at this point, I would say we should, break and go to different tables, but we're a really small group. And so at this point, I'm done presenting all the information I have, but I just wanted to open it up and see at this point if anyone has any questions or comments, and I'm happy to address them up here or once I turn off the recording, which I'll turn off, we can address them as you're leaving. But I just want to open it up and again, thank you all for coming out and appreciate your information and participation.